From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. Tuesday sought to downplay the North Korean nuclear and missile threat. Sunday, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said his regime is in the last stage of testing an intercontinental ballistic missile. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We do continue to believe that he continues to pursue both nuclear and ballistic missile technologies. We do not believe that he at this point in time has the capability to tip one of these with a nuclear warhead.
Korea Society senior policy analyst Stephen Norper said that statement reflects the current thinking of the Obama administration.
They're trying to do that to put some measure to the more extreme comments by Kim Jong-un in terms of preparations for a long-range ballistic missile test.
Kirby also disputed a tweet by President-elect Donald Trump that China is not helping contain the North's nuclear ambitions. Monday, Mr. Trump tweeted also that a North Korean missile strike on the U.S. won't happen. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook Tuesday said the U.S. has the ability to defend itself and its allies.
This is a system, this is an effort that we've been very active on. Secretary Carter's been very active on for some time. And there are layers in terms of our ballistic missile defense. There are various aspects to it, and that comprehensive defensive system we feel very confident in.
Some analysts view the North Korean nuclear missile programs as the first national security challenge facing the incoming Trump administration. The head of Gambia's Electoral Commission, Elio Momar Njai, has fled the country for Senegal, claiming threats to his security. Njai declared longtime President Yahya Jammeh defeated following the December 1st election by opposition leader Adama Barrow. Mr. Jammeh initially accepted the results, but weeks later denounced the ballot as flawed. This is VOA News. Members of the 115th U.S. Congress were sworn into office Tuesday, less than 3 weeks before President-elect Trump takes the oath of office as the nation's 45th president. House Speaker Paul Ryan was reelected to his post by his Republican colleagues. He said for the first time in a decade, Republicans will control both houses of Congress and the White House.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This is the kind of thing that most of us only dreamed about. The people have given us unified government. And it wasn't because they were feeling generous. It was because they want results.
But the Republican majority had to back off plans to weaken the Office of Congressional Ethics following criticism by President-elect Trump, who urged them to focus instead on major issues like tax and health care reform. Syrian forces are pressing their offensive against rebels in the Wadi Barada Valley near Damascus. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Tuesday said government forces use barrel bombs and artillery as they move closer to vital water supplies that service the Syrian capital. In Yemen, a clash between pro-government forces and President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi and al-Qaeda fighters in southern Abyan province Tuesday left more than two dozen dead. The al-Qaeda militants said they ambushed a government force as it pressed an offensive in the militant stronghold of the Marrakesh Mountains. White House spokesman Josh Earnest Tuesday said President Barack Obama plans to transfer more suspected terrorists held at the U.S. detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before he leaves office later this month.
I can't speak to any individual notifications that have been made to Congress or give you a specific preview about potential upcoming transfers, but I think I would expect at this point additional transfers to be announced before January 20th.
The comment came after President-elect Trump said there should be no further releases, saying these are extremely dangerous people who should not be allowed back onto the battlefield. Mr. Obama has pledged to close Guantanamo. Several hundred inmates placed there since the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001 have been reduced to just 59. Haitian businessman Jovenel Moïse has been certified the official winner of the Caribbean nation's November presidential election Tuesday and dismissed allegations of fraud. The Provisional Electoral Council published the final result, showing Mr. Moïse easily winning a first-round ballot. The announcement brings an end to a protracted electoral process that dates back to October 2015. He'll take the oath of office February 7. A tsunami threat has subsided on the Pacific island Fiji after a powerful and shallow 6.9 magnitude earthquake struck nearly 300 kilometers to the southwest. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. Wall Street rose sharply on the first day of trading in 2017 on Tuesday, extending a post-election rally. The benchmark Dow Jones Index moving closer to the 20,000-point mark, closing at 19,938. Stocks in London kicked off the new year in record territory. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.